If you can remember, the message for today that we're talking about is our past. And you know how so many of us are haunted by our past. Now it's October 1st, so hauntings are something that we could think about. And here's what it says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. And in my years of dealing with women, I have probably seen the majority of the women haunted by their past, and only a handful who had a wonderful past and they can't say anything negative about it. And in knowing myself, I know that I tend to remember the bad things and forget the good things because I know that I had a great past, but I just remember the critical things that were said to me. And for those of us who are married, you bring your past to your marriage, and your spouse brings his past to the marriage. And depending upon whether you have a positive look on your past or a negative look on your past, that can impact the way you treat each other. It's a generational thing. If you look past and say, well, my mother always did it this way, my parents always did it this way, my grandparents always did it this way, and your spouse is coming from a totally different background, it's hard to get a consensus on what you're going to do. And things that are painful for me or things that are important to me are oftentimes misunderstood by my husband, who would just blow that off, or it wasn't a big deal in his family. Has it been a problem for you trying to merge the way you view your past and it says to get past it? But what you're doing is you're bringing your history to a relationship, and if you're married, your spouse is bringing his history to the relationship. And what I wanted to offer is that there is a hope as we look to the future. And that's what I was hoping that we could just look at. If you're going through a difficult time in your life, for those of you how many people have been married more than 5 years? Okay, all right, so most of you have, okay. And then you get up to 10 and Jack, you know, we've got some of us have been married for a long time. And the longer you stay married, the more easy it is to go through a period of time when life hurts. And what you tend to do when you're hurting is to start looking back and saying, if only I was young again, or if only I had the special relationship that I had then, if only I had the friends that I had then, if only my children were as sweet as they used to be, you know, those sort of things. It's easy to get that way. But we can skew the way that we view the past. In fact, in the book of Numbers, it says that the Israelites who'd been brought out of captivity started getting tired and scared, and they started grumbling against God. And when they took their eyes off God, their imagination and their will, everything started getting skewed, and they started remembering how great it was to be a slave and how wonderful the onions tasted. And they weren't even able to enjoy the food that they had. They said, we can't even eat it. Their will would not even allow them to eat the provision that God had given them. And the if-onlys were driving them crazy. And it's easy to do that, but there is an answer if you struggle with this problem. In 2 Peter 1:9, it says that if we're not living a life of God infusing his power in us all the time, making us more loving, more forgiving, more patient, then it says the reason is that you're nearsighted and blind, and you have forgotten that you've been cleansed from all your past sins. Everything in the past has been wiped away. And if you're grumpy, it's because you've forgotten something. So there is a certain degree of emphasis on remembering your past. But in 1 Corinthians 6:11, it reminds us that those things in our past that haunt us, it says, that's what you used to be. But you have been washed. You've been sanctified. You are justified in the name of God Jesus by the Spirit of God. That's what you were. You're not that anymore. So on one side, we need to realize that we can't romanticize our past, and going back to something that we thought was good is going in the wrong direction. We're forgetting that today we have been saved. Today we have been brought in, and that's where the hope comes from. But as I began by saying in Isaiah 43:19, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. The verse continues like this. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And what this is talking about is God's plan. The past is past. So when you're married, you bring your history and his history, but in Christ, it's not just your history, it's his history that you're part of. So he says, don't think about the things in the past. Come with me and be a part of what I'm doing in future history. Because if you remember what God is all about is about healing brokenness. Bringing, he says, the new thing he's doing is making a way in the desert, a way to thrive. And he's bringing streams into the wasteland, bringing food, bringing water, bringing hope, bringing refuge and cleansing. All those things God's bringing in. And when we are in him, we become a part of that. This morning I was reading Charles Spurgeon, and he said that it's so hard to have a mountaintop experience where it's just me and God, and it's so close and it's so great. And you may not have ever had one, or you may not remember the last time you did. And I can't even remember the last time I did. But if you've ever had it, you just want it so bad. You just want it so bad. And you think, what's wrong with me that I can't feel that closeness to God? And what he says is that we only have a little bit of that every now and then, but we're not supposed to stay there because his history is about making a path in the desert and bringing streams into the wilderness. And you got to go down the mountain again where the people are to bring that living water and to help people to find the way. So when you see your history as not your past, you're not bound by that anymore. And it's not something that you should long for anymore. Whatever it is, to my way of thinking, the older I get, the easier it is for me to look back to the past when I used to run half marathons and when I used to look better. It's so easy for me to go back to self-pity, and yet it's not about my history. If I had a stroke right now, was in a wheelchair, I shouldn't keep looking back to where I used to be. It's his history through me. I'm participating in his history, and his history is about redemption. It's about healing. And whatever situation I find myself in, I look forward to what he's going to do. And yes, he uses my past, but he certainly uses my pain. And coming down off the mountain, you get with a lot of people who are hurting, and a lot of times you're one of the ones that's hurting. But we have a future and we have a hope. And that's what I hope we'll be able to think about today, and it should give you hope if you struggle with your past.